time to bring in Mike Causey, and we're going to take a look at every Friday racing and more. Mike had a change in his schedule, and it made it kind of impossible to put him on with regular sports, but we've got him back now, and we appreciate it. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you had quite a weekend watching your family play baseball.
Oh, yeah, my nephew's tearing it up at Nova Southeastern in Fort Lauderdale. They're the number one team ranked in the country now, and he got Conference Player of the Week. He hit three homers, a grand slam, went 7-for-10 last weekend with 12 RBIs.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent weekend.
do scouts go in and look at them?
Yeah, matter of fact, what's his name, Alex Cora, the manager of the Red Sox, was watching him, and a lot of the Red Sox work out at the facility of his college. So, yeah, he's on the radar again.
All right. So now we're going to take a look at racing, huh?
Yeah, just one race because the weather down at Tampa tomorrow is going to be terrible, probably as bad as it is going to be up here, just not as cold. But it is supposed to drop in the 30s. So tomorrow is the Tampa Bay Derby. It's the 11th race on the card. Goes off just after 5:20. They got 12 horses scheduled to run, but with the sloppy track that's expected, Dalton's going to show up. The four-horse Classic Causeway. This horse won the Sam Davis. It was the earlier prep for the Derby at Tampa. 1/3 at just a little more than even money on the front end. Has never been on the wet track. Has some breeding for it, being out of Giants Causeway, out of a Thunder Gulch mare. Working out real good. Probably will be the favorite. But two horses, because of the off track I'm looking at to use. One is going to be the 8-horse Major General, trained by Todd Pletcher. This horse hasn't been out since last September, but has won going two turns, winning a Grade 3 Iroquois at Churchill Downs last September. Working decently up at Palm Beach Downs. Out of an Uncle Mo mare, I think this horse will be able to go to the wet. Gets a big wet Tomlinson number, but I don't pay attention to those. I think this horse will wet pretty good tomorrow. But my top pick's going to be kind of a long shot here. The 3-horse, Happy Boy Rocket, trained by Billy Mott. This horse is by Run Happy by Super Saver, so there's big wet there, and out of a pulpit mare, so there's a lot of wet there too. This horse won recently at the end of January at Gulfstream. Training good at Payson Park for Mott. Mott's having a nice meet shipping over to Tampa Bay with 12 starters. Has 3 wins and hit the board 8 times out of the 12 starts. 12-1 morning line's a little too much to pass up for this horse, so in the Tampa Bay Derby, we're going to go with the long shot 3, Happy Boy Rocket on top, and use the 4, Classic Causeway, and the 8-horse Major General to make exactas and tries. And like I said, the rest of the card's decent with a lot of nice turf racing, but all that's coming off. You don't know who's going to stay, so unfortunately, that's the only race I can really do for tomorrow.
All right, is racing starting to pick up in full now, a lot of the different tracks?
Oh, yeah, racing's never missed a beat. Yeah. Everything's going status quo with that. Racing's not too good since Gulfstream changed and put in a tapeta surface and took away part of their grass course. The Gulfstream meet, in my opinion, really suffered. It's an awful meet. It's really terrible. I've really just been betting New York in the winter, which I haven't been for a long time, only because the Southern racing's been better, and Oaklawn Park in Arkansas, who has some pretty big fields. So Florida racing's deteriorated, just like a lot of other things.
All right. Well, we'll check with you next week.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Take care, guys.
Mike Causey with a trip to the track this morning on Robin Hood Radio. And we'll continue on now with a check on sports at 6:34. We've got Earthwise on the way in just a few moments. Sports stories to follow, though. Well, there's quite a bit, as a matter of fact. In football, the Chargers have acquired Khalil Mack from the Bears. That's the latest blockbuster trade. Geez, lots of trade. Antonio Brown has made a pitch to the Cowboys. Jerry Jones, quote, "The plan is to get back into the game," end quote. Colin Kaepernick still working in hopes of landing an NFL job, according to reports. And how about Syracuse? They had their first losing record. Comes to a fruition this year. He's been coaching for about 700 years, so all in all, that's not too bad. But the Syracuse, the Orange Men, not such a good year this year. Of course, the good news is that Major League Baseball will be playing. It will be a full season, as a matter of fact. So that was the good news that broke yesterday. And, gosh, I guess we'll just take a look at and see what happened in different leagues. In the NBA, the Nets got their second win in a row. They downed the 76ers 129-100 yesterday. Once again, taking a look at other local action that took place yesterday. I think that's all we have for yesterday. Just let me double check here. I don't see. Now today, the Knicks will take on the Grizzlies. And tomorrow, in NBA action, no local action. On Sunday, the Knicks take on the Nets. That should be fun to watch. And the Mavericks will take on the Celtics. Let's switch over to the National Hockey League and take a look at what happened in the National Hockey League yesterday. And locally, the Bruins defeated the Blackhawks 4-3. The Islanders shut out the Blue Jackets 6-0. The Rangers got bombed by the Blues 6-2. Coming up today, the Islanders take on the Jets. Tomorrow, in local action, the Devils take on the Ducks. The Bruins take on the Coyotes. And the Rangers take on the Stars. So there you go. That is a check on racing and a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.